You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has posted a national record of 1,763 new local cases of COVID-19 and four deaths as dozens of Victorian prisoners and staff battle COVID-19 as the state's worsening outbreak leaks into jails. The new cases, confirmed by the Department of Health on Tuesday, marks the highest daily tally of any Australian state or territory since the pandemic began. The previous national record of 1,603 was set by New South Wales just over 4 weeks ago when its outbreak peaked. It's the sixth day in a row of 1,000 plus cases that have been reported in Victoria, pushing up the number of active infections in the state to 14,368. Premier Daniel Andrews also confirmed only a small percentage of those in hospital had been vaccinated.
517 people are currently in hospital with COVID-19. 101 of those are in intensive care and 66 are on a ventilator. Of the people in hospital yesterday, 66% were unvaccinated, 28% had one dose, just 6% were fully vaccinated. Again, the numbers tell the clearest of stories. If you are vaccinated, your likelihood of being gravely ill, your likelihood of finishing up in hospital is massively reduced.
Victoria's Latrobe Valley region will be released from lockdown from 11:59pm on Tuesday. The region was plunged into a seven-day lockdown last week after an AFL Grand Final weekend party led to widespread transmission. And Victoria's construction industry has reopened after a two-week shutdown, with only workers who have received at least one vaccination allowed to return to job sites. Carpenter Brendan Allen is one of those back for work on a Melbourne construction site. He says recent violent protests in the city left a negative mark on the state's construction industry.
We're all getting tarred with the same brush. But I'd chosen to get vaccinated and do the right things, yet we're getting lumped in the same way as the guys that were in the city, obviously voicing an opinion, wrongly or rightly, which way you look at it, whether it was right way or not. We were sort of getting backlash and a bit of vitriol on the end of it. We've been lucky that we've only been shut down for 19 days in total over the 270 or whatever it is. So if you put that into perspective, we're not too bad off.
And New South Wales has recorded 608 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, and another seven people have died as schooling and elective surgery resumes in some areas. The daily case numbers are the lowest since August, and it's the fourth day in a row with fewer than 700 cases. But New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McNulty said there had also been a slight decline in testing numbers, with just over 85,600 COVID-19 tests reported to APM on Monday.
But no matter where you are in New South Wales, it's important you come forward for testing as soon as you get the mildest of symptoms and get tested on the day you get the symptoms. The sooner we can find a person with COVID, then the sooner we can help prevent further spread in the community.
And the ACT is set to mandate its frontline healthcare workers be fully vaccinated, as the territory recorded 33 new cases of COVID. The mandate will apply to any workers in hospitals, hospices and ambulance services. While consultations are underway for the exact requirements of the mandate, it's expected healthcare workers will be required to have their first dose of a vaccine by October 29th and be fully vaccinated by December 1st. Rachel Stephen-Smith, the ACT's Minister for Health, says making vaccination mandatory for healthcare workers will also protect the public as well as workers.
Consultation is now underway, commenced this morning, with the healthcare workforce and other key stakeholders to finalise the detail of the public health direction. Of course, a lot of work has already taken place over the past several months to ensure our vaccination coverage in high-risk settings such as our hospitals is high. Making vaccination mandatory in these settings is an added layer of protection for workers, patients and the community.
And Australia has reached just over 28 million people who have had one or two vaccine doses against coronavirus. On Monday, 185,000 vaccinations were delivered, and the latest national vaccine data points to 80% first dose threshold being broken on Tuesday or Wednesday, with a current full dose rate of 56.9% tracking towards 80% within 5 weeks. As the preventative program rolls on, the Morrison government is looking at the treatment side of the equation, closing a deal for 300,000 courses of an antiviral pill showing promising signs of slashing COVID-19 deaths and hospitalisations. Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed 300,000 courses of the oral COVID-19 treatment, Molnupiravir, have been secured for Australia.
It's not a vaccine, it's a treatment. Vaccines are our front line, but these 300,000 courses will help people who have been diagnosed.
And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk won't necessarily open the state borders once 80% of eligible people are vaccinated, saying hospitals need to be ready for a surge in cases. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has accused the state of trying to extort or hold the Commonwealth to ransom by refusing to open the borders unless it was given more federal funding for hospitals and for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.